Rafer Guzman is here to talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend. If you're headed to the movies this weekend, you've got choices which include Dinner for Schmucks, Charlie St. Cloud, which we actually talked about yesterday, and Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. Let's start with Dinner for Schmucks. Who's in this?
That's Steve Carell, Paul Rudd.
All right, let's listen.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Barry, you know what? We're going to focus on business right
Switzerland.
Now.
I love Switzerland. It is one of my favorite countries. I love your army knives with the toothpicks and your cheese. Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes?
Now, I'm a Steve Carell fan.
Yes.
And typically when I hear a movie clip, I kind of go, oh, that sounds interesting. This sounds like it just completely bites.
Evan Almighty.
I have to say it does. Yes, you mentioned Evan Almighty, right? Good call. It's too bad because I think Paul Rudd and Steve Carell are both very funny. And, you know, this is one of those irritating friend movies, right, where the irritating guy, Steve Carell, is going to upend the life of the normal straight-jacketed guy, which is Paul Rudd. And I think the main problem with the movie is that Steve Carell is highly, highly irritating. He's supposed to be a little obnoxious, but he comes off as sort of unbearable. And I think that's not what you want in like this, especially where they're supposed to, you know, realize each other's true worth.
The Andy Kaufman envelope there a little bit, maybe, but not funny.
Yes.
And so you would say, forget about this one.
I would, yeah.
All right. What do you think about the teenage flick? Zac Efron, everybody loves him. Charlie St. Cloud. First of all, let's hear a clip.
You could never do this race.
Why? Why can't I do the race?
It's a solo race. You couldn't take being alone for 6 months.
I could do it.
Oh, what? What if it wasn't for me? You could go?
No, Sam, I didn't say that. I just said I could. I won't, of course, but I could.
Now here, of course, this is your date movie, your sappy cry movie,
yes,
your tearjerker, your wisdom for kids movie.
Yes.
What'd you think?
That's Zac Efron talking to the ghost of his dead little brother. So he walks around in the film looking very wounded a lot. Gorgeous and wounded. And But I have to say, Zac Efron, actually not a bad actor.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear.
John, however, really bad.
Yeah. John Gray. Yes. Over-emoting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think actually Zac Efron is the one that saves the movie. It's a very sappy film. I'm not trying to kid you. It ends with a shooting star. But it's Zac Efron, I think, actually has some intelligence. I think he's a decent actor.
And finally, the big movie that's all over the billboards and everything this weekend, of course, is the animated Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. I mean, I have to say the picture of this film looks pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
What were your expectations going in before we hear a clip?
Low. I would say my expectations were low. It's, you know, it's not animated. It's live action puppetry, a little computer animation around the mouths.
But it's not real animals, really, right?
Yes.
It is real animals.
Yes.
All right, okay. Cats and Dogs, Revenge of Kitty Galore. Listen.
There's got to be a way out of here.
Catherine, listen. Since this is the end, I guess I can say I think I might like you.
Dick, stop.
No, don't say anything. I know it's uncomfortable to hear, but I think we're buds. There, I said it. I like a cat. I feel so free.
So?
I have to say, I liked it so much, I went back and rented the first one.
Wow. You're kidding
me.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really funny. And I was very surprised. There's a lot of very funny jokes in it. There's a lot of obvious jokes in it as well, right? But some of it is very kind of, dare I say, subtle and
all
very
right.
funny.
Two down, but one up. And in honor of the animal movie, here's the trivia question, all right? One, name the top three worldwide grossing non-extinct animal films. They can be animated. One stars a cat, another a fish, and the other a bear. Name them.
Finding Nemo.
That's one.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes.
And what was the other one? The
cat.
I can't get the cat.
Big cat.
Oh, Lion King?
Yes!
Oh.
Ooh, it's a hat trick for Rafer Guzman, ladies and gentlemen.
Drop a crown.
I had some help there.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.